funny. You know, you have the Rizom. It's like the new, she's going back to school, the little girl, you know, in the fall. It's really cute. Mm-hmm. And then the Rizom is having this boxing match against like a rubber band. Like, it's so funny, but it's a very funny comedic play.
Right.
Until we get to talk about real things. What's really real.
Yeah.
And it's like me talking to all these characters going through so many things physically. Mm-hmm. There's like the principal of the school the little girl's going at, Monsieur Trudeau, who's not very nice. And mm-hmm. then there's her teacher, her history teacher, Monsieur Legault. And then there's her gym teacher, wow. Monsieur Duhaime.
Wow.
And then there's like a little white boy.
Wink, wink.
You know, the little white boy in her class who's like a wigger called Kevin. So she's just like, it's really hard. And it's right. like all these male white figures around her.
Mm-hmm.
Objectifying her, doing all kinds of microaggressions. There's a lot of things going on within the life of this little girl, and she's he's almost trying to make her encounter and remember her history through all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the very end of the play, there's this moment where she puts perm on her head, and it burns her scalp. It burns her.
Yeah.
So, but I'm a Rizom, so basically I'm burning and I'm literally dying on stage.
Wow.
And then there's this point where she goes to the pharmacy to try and find products,
right.
you know, just like oil or whatever, mm-hmm. just to heal her head before mm-hmm. going back to school on Monday,
right.
During the weekend. And it's this whole scene about, you know, the products being locked behind, you know, a glass in the pharmacy, and we saw it during the pandemic at Le,
right?
Yeah, you remember at Le Uniprix or something like that?
Okay.
It happened during the pandemic.
I didn't hear about this.
Okay, well, it happened here literally, so that was very interesting. And when we did that scene, it's just so intense because it's like a big scene about police brutality, but just saying that at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter your gender or whatever. It's just like you have short hair. It looks quote to quote nappy. Well, you are a menace and that's it. Like that's the end of it all. And that there was this whole scene that happened, and it happened the same weekend that like this little boy got beat up by the police in Quebec.
Oh,
so
wow.
It was just so vivid and real. So when people saw it, it was just like, it's not far-fetched,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And the way it was written and the way it was happening and like physically all of that, it was just very interesting to see brown people and white people react to that because it literally happened at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which leads me to this question. Why was this an important story for you to tell?
I think because to this day, I have so many aunties, people in my family whom I've never seen their real head, their real hair.
Wow.
And me, yeah. Like, the only person who turned natural really is my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that really amazing. And she's super happy now. But it's not necessarily about being natural either. It's just about being forced into altering yourself because of a company, because of society, because of all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that very disturbing, even for me as an actress, because right now, on the French side, at least, I'm the only Black actress who's really, like, rocking her natural look.
Right.
And I find that very disturbing because it's, how are we going to deconstruct our cliches if we are not able to show our real selves, right?
If we continue to conform, right?
Exactly. And at the beginning of the pandemic, just before in 2020, I was teaching in elementary school. So I was teaching drama to kids. And I remember something that really shook me is like little brown girls that came to see me
mm-hmm.
and they were maybe like six, 7, and they were just like rubbing their like their hands, their skin, showing me their skin, being like, Miss Cherry, we're the same color, we look the same, your hair, you look like me. And it was just so heart-wrenching, because literally I was the youngest teacher, I was the only brown teacher, so all the kids that were like marginalized, they all identified to me, basically. But these little girls, they have never seen any teachers or people come to school looking like them.
Wow.
But that was cute. That was good that I was there, because then I would just talk to them and give them tips or just help. But it really made me feel a lot of feelings. And just, and if we keep just presenting a certain type of brown people on TV, then these kids, they grow up thinking they're like unattractive and then like they're not special. They, they are trash, right? Which is kind of very disturbing. I had like a little boy too. One day I had a head wrap and he was just like, hey, you remind me of the women of the country of my parents. And I'm like, okay, well, where is it? And then I legit, like he looked on, he looked down, he looked at the floor. He's like, no, I don't want to talk about it. People laugh at me. I'm just, no, tell me. It's like, yeah, this is Senegal. See, I'm just like, I know. I know where that, that is. It's okay. It's fine. It's not, it's just like implementing that, like, their culture is lesser. And I don't appreciate that. So because there's a switch, and we talk about it in my place, like there's a switch where we force kids into something else so quick and so fast. There's a beautiful scene in the show on Netflix in a Colin Black and White about Colin Kaepernick. Like there's a scene about that, and it's just like, it's hard. It's really hard. And in my play too, it's not about forcing people into being natural. It's just like knowing your history and understanding what is going on.
Yeah.
Especially when you're a kid. Because me, if I had been a kid, I would have loved to see the play I just put on, because it just like explains so many things. And it's just close to your heart, right?
Are you going to be putting the play on again?
Oh my God. So...
I mean,
for the people who just joined, theater is really expensive to put on. But yes.
Because I'm like, if I am, if I can permit myself to put this out into the universe, Black Theater Workshop School Tour.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, BTW, what's up? BTW, what's up?
What's up?
Get them French schools. I mean, put on two tours, school tours. One in French, one in English.
Definitely. We are in conversations. There's a lot of conversations going on. Les Maisons de la Culture, I would love to tour with that. The only concern I have, but now I'm kind of over it, because, hey, the pandemic is not over and it's never going to be over.
Oh, my God.
For a while. No, but like, you know.
We have to be real.
The only concern I have is that I would like to make it accessible to marginalized communities, to brown people, and most marginalized communities and brown people are not vaccinated. So, I mean, we sold out for our show at the Seagull. That's not the point, but it's just that a lot of people, I received so many messages, like people did not come because they don't have the vaccine, and it's totally fine. Like, everybody has their own rights. It's fine, but it's like not counterintuitive, but I want people to see it.
Right. And you want our people to see it.
Yes, exactly. I want our people to see it. And it's not a show that can be done outdoors.
Gotcha. So, yeah, because you have a lot of elements that requires digital and projections and stuff like that.
Yes. So, and it's a sensorial experience. So it needs to be indoor. Absolutely. So that's the only thing. But yes, it will come back.
Okay.
I'm in conversation with a lot of people. I wanted to tour in French before translating it.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't happen, I mean, because the English community wants it. I don't know.
Whatever comes first. I mean, just translating it doesn't mean that doesn't negate the fact that you can still do your tours. I'm just saying.
Me, from my experience, I've had way more luck with the English community. And right now, the buzz is stronger on that side, I guess.
Yeah.
So yeah. I could easily just tour it in English first.
You'll get the tour in French. You'll get the tour in French. I'm putting it out there for you. Ladies and gentlemen, just in case you're tuning in for the first time, we are speaking to Marilyn Chéri, who is a Haitian actress, dramaturg, yes, improviser, soon to be director. Just closed her show last year, last December. Was it December or November?
Just now in November.
Just now in November, called Aphrodisiac. We have to take a break. We have to take a pause, play a little bit of music, and pay them bills. Keep it locked. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
You slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Look how I'm living up. Police be tripping now. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap.
In the back, diamond fangs in my grill. Brooklyn brim with my eyes sitting low. And every boy in here with me got that smoke. And every girl in here gotta look me up and down. All on Instagram, cake by the pound. Circulate the image every time I come around. G's up, tell me how I'm looking, babe. What this all for? You just walk my
Yes, we're back for the final time this evening. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson, and my guest this evening is Marilyn Chéri, an actress of Haitian descent, dramaturg, improviser. She studied at Concordia University, and then in 2018, she was invited to perform in the 17th French World Summit in Armenia, Erevan, where she performed and gave workshops in acting and creative writing. She was part of Black Theater Workshops, Black Theater Workshops Artist Mentorship Program back in 2018-2019, and this past November, she closed her show Aphrodisiac at the Siegel Center for Performing Arts in 2021. I am so proud of you. To say this, Marilyn, because I've seen you. We've known each other, I think, for maybe about five years. I think we met in between 2016-2017, I think.
Yeah, before I was an M.
Yeah, I think definitely. I kind of twisted your arm into applying for M. I'm pretty sure there's like half a dozen actors or actresses that I was like, get into BTW. You are black. You are a performer. Do it.
Yes.
I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, I haven't been able to come to the shows because of my work schedule and stuff, but I've seen some of the images that you've done. Extremely professional, very beautiful, and I'm proud to have known you, because I know that in like 10 years' time, you know, I'd be like, Marilyn! Oh, c'est qui ça?
No. Of course not. That's so funny. My aunties, they've all asked, literally, Saturday night, my aunties, they stole programs because it was one per family. We wanted to save the planet.
Right.
My mom and aunties walked to my good friend, George Michael, who was there.
Right.
And they rampaged. They asked for so many programs. And then
they're like, listen to me.
Yeah. So we
want to live to see 32?
we didn't have programs for the Sunday, but I know them. They took them all. And then they asked me to sign them. They're like, of course. Yeah, you're going to be big.
Exactly.
Sinus.
I have a couple of questions yes. for you before we end the show. The first question is legacy important to you?
It doesn't have to be, but it is to me. I want to leave a legacy, definitely. I think that being on this earth, trying to find what you're doing, the reason to be, is very important to me. Like, I cannot, it's like, I've never going to do something half-assed. Like, I want to leave a trace, definitely. I want to leave my words somewhere so that people can find them, find, you know, refuge, just feel better, maybe. Yeah. That's important to me, yeah.
Okay. And my second question is one that I've asked a few people. What advice would you give to someone who wants to do what you're doing, but they have no idea how, or their family is against it, or all of the things that, you know, typical Black families, Black and brown Indigenous families go through when it comes to, like, choosing something that's artistic. What advice would you give that person?
Oh, wow. I'd say it's, especially, like, if you want, for example, to be an actor or whatnot, or a performer, it's beyond yourself. It's beyond you. Humble yourself. Honey, humble yourself and work hard. Because what you see on TV is rarely the reality of the actors and performers in real life. Our IRL, you know, I'm young. Yeah. IRL in real
right.
life. A lot of people that you see on TV, they're struggling just as much as, you know, you and me or the person next door. We are not, especially in Quebec, it's not a star system. It's not the same star system as the people that you see, you know, in LA or whatever. It's not the same. And even in LA, so many people I know are living really normal lives. They don't have mansions. That's not it.
Right.
So if you want to do that, humble yourself, be super resilient, and find what your mission statement is. What are you trying to do, really?
Your mission statement for your life.
The mission statement for your life.
Wow.
Remembering that at the end of the day, the end point is happiness more than success. Say.
And also to know what your happiness looks like for you.
For you, maybe it's having kids, maybe it's being a plant mom, maybe it's having, you know, an animal, a dog, like I don't know, like, but you need to be aware of this. And the moment you are clear about your intentions and goals, I find that everything kind of fall into places naturally.
Boom.
And you don't have to struggle so much to, you know, to work or to do anything, you know, but you have to believe in yourself and be very resilient. Nobody's going to believe in you if you don't believe in yourself.
Yeah.
That's it, right?
And they're not going to do it better than you if you do it for yourself.
No. And you're going to get so many no's. So many no's. So that's the resilient part of it all. It's not easy. And sometimes, and even I, like, I need to remind myself a lot, even if you see... What you see is not the reality. Mm-hmm. Even if someone seems like they have everything and it's going so well, we all have different journeys, different paths.
Yeah.
So even if it seems easy, it's not. Like that person, we don't count the breakdowns, the time we cry, the time we're just like, that's it. I'm one digit away from calling my agent or someone and like letting everything go and starting over and going away and like running away. Or,
yeah.
We don't count that. And even for me with that show, it's just people are like, oh, wow, like you did it. It's listen.
This is the beginning.
It's so hard to do. It's so hard to do. And when I look at where I started with like a 5-minute performance in 2016 versus a 2-hour solo show in 2021 during a pandemic at the Seagull, it's just
night and day. Yeah, there you go.
Right?
There you go.
Night and day. So be very resilient, but your goal cannot be framed, basically. Mm-hmm. I find it difficult to believe because it's so hard.
Yeah.
It cannot be that. You have a drive, you have a passion towards something that forces you to continue to do it.
Yeah.
Because it's such a crazy place to be doing art and stuff. Like, if you want to be a ballerina, like, you're going to work your ass off. Like, it's going to be so hard.
Yeah.
So it's not because of fame, it's because you really want this. You have a fire within you that forces you to continue to do this too. You know, when I think, I have a friend, when the Cirque du Soleil, they did, what is it called? Crystal?
Okay.
The one show on ice. There's that girl I met way back when I was working on cruise ship as a performer.
Mm-hmm.
No Bahar Daduila, that girl. She was a refugee in Toronto. And like we met unexpectedly in China during a cruise.
Okay.
She came back here and she worked so hard to become like the poster girl of Crystal. You know, she was like that first Cirque figure skater, but she was taking baths like of ice, man. Like it's so intense. She got injured so bad. It's like the feet of a ballerina.
Yep.
It's not cute. It's not
the
cute.
Dance looks good, but when you take off them ballet slippers,
yes,
you see the pain that they go through.
It's the same for a writer. It's the same for an actor. It's the same for a musician. It's the same for all of us. It's the same for a doctor. You know, it's the same for everyone. So it's just don't think of jobs in entertainment as an easy way out.
Right.
It's not.
Right.
It's not. Everything is hard, including entertainment work.
Exactly.
So be resilient and go.
Yeah.
I've met this guy, he's an opera singer,
mm-hmm.
Asian guy.
Mm-hmm.
I was so amazed. We had a beautiful conversation. I'm like, hey, how many men do you know? Haitian man singing opera. I was amazed. And we had this conversation about his family not understanding what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
But he did it.
Yeah.
And he's just singing at Place des Arts, like, beautifully. And I find that amazing, you know?
Yeah.
So we just need to believe in ourselves, be resilient, and just go for it.
And
the
also remember...
Also,
we have to remember, I think... that this quote that Will Smith actually said that sticks with me every time. What you see on screen or what you see on stage or what you hear on the radio when you listen to music or whatever, it's the result of thousands of hours and hours and hours of that particular person beating on their craft. Like, I think about when I perform my poetry and people come up to me and they're just like, oh my God, that's so amazing. And I'm just like, if only you knew where it started, you know, for it to get to this point. And like, a lot of the times, I'm not really happy with, it's very few times that I'm like, I come off a stage and I'm like, yeah, you know, I have this like bro moment of like,
of course.
Very few times.
we are really it's hard for us to see the results, right? Mm-hmm. Like what we've done. Mm-hmm. But same for me with the like my show. I'm just like, okay, every night I'm like, ah, this, that. But like,
people were crying,
they were happy. But me, I have my own, you know, demons that I'm fighting with.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's so interesting. But yeah, we need to be able to better see our accomplishments.
Yeah.
So that's for me, that's like a note to myself.
Yeah.
Be better at sitting into the moment and appreciating what you've done.
Yeah. Marilyn. Yeah. As with everything, all good things have to come to an end, unfortunately.
No.
Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us, this conversation. I hope somebody's been enlightened. Please let people know if they want to get in touch with you, if they want to find out more about Aphrodisiac and anything that you're doing upcoming. Please let people know what your handles are, all of the good things.
Yeah, you can find a collective I'm working with on IG and Facebook. The name is Collectif Potomitan, Potomitan, Collectif. So yeah, that's where all the information is. And if you want to follow me, because I don't know, sometimes I post my things, it's really Marilyn Cherry, MARYLINE, Cherry, CHERY. That's it.
Thank you so much, Marilyn. It's been a pleasure. I wish you all the best for this 2022. And yeah, keep it going. I'm super proud of you. I'm super proud of you, my friend.
Thank you. Me too.
You should be proud of yourself. You should.
I am.
Good. Good. Ladies and gentlemen, that brings to a close another Soul Perspectives evening. We are here every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. If you missed the show, you can go on to www.ckut.ca/archives and listen to the show as of 8:31. Keep it locked every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. You were listening to Soul Perspectives on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Jeans on, my body means on, partner, I'm getting my scream on, end of the kingdom, but watch what you bring home, you see a black man with a white woman at the top floor, they gon' come to kill King Kong, middle America packed in, can't they see me in my black skin, number one question they asking, fuck every question you asking, if I don't get ran at my Catholics, it comes to conservative Baptists, claiming I'm overreacting, like the black kids in Chirac, bitch. Four in the morning, and I'm zoning, they say I'm possessed. It's an omen, I keep it 300, like the Romans, 300 bitches. We're the Trojans, baby, we living in the moment. I've been a menace for the longest, but I ain't finished. I'm devoted, and you know it, and you know it. So follow me, y'all, cause this shit about to go.
Black, yeah, hey. Okay, black on black, my thoughts so black, I'm black, my skin is so black, I'm rocking that black on black is black.
Black rims on this black, black wheels in this black whip with this black bitch.
Black.
So black on
black on black, my thoughts so black, I'm black, my skin is so black, I'm rocking all black, everything is black.
Black rims on this black wheels in this black whip with this black bitch.
Black on black. Black out the coupe. Out the roof when I run into you. Thoughts black as the dark side of the moon. Won't be no truce. At your funeral in an all black suit. Couple white girls working all black too. Me and man marching in all black boots. Call up the troops. Punch you in the mouth, then knock out your tooth. I can tell when they not telling the truth. Talking that shit, nigga. What you gon' do? Back and I'm black and I'm acting brand new. Niggas in the back like, oh word. Diamonds all black like, fuck what you heard. Spilling some Hennessy black on the curb. Just for the memory of the deceased. When I black out, I've awakened the beast. What it's gon' be? You don't want fuck with a nigga like me, that you never seen one.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
Thank you. In the case of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
C'est maintenant le temps de prendre votre rendez-vous pour votre dose de rappel contre la COVID-19. Allez sur quebec.ca/vaccin-COVID pour suivre la séquence de vaccination prévue dans votre région et prendre votre rendez-vous en ligne. Pour bien vous protéger contre la COVID-19 et ses variants, vous devez recevoir la dose de rappel et continuer de respecter la distanciation, de porter le masque et de laver vos mains. La dose de rappel, un moyen de nous protéger plus longtemps. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Dar ne place ce face.
Simple jocuri, nici măcar nu vorbim. De ce să vorbim când deja ne simțim?
Jocuri, tu și cu mine, facem un rău care ne face bine.
Și nici legea firii nu poate să pună că tu și iubire.
Jocuri, nici măcar nu se țină. Și cine-i de vină, nici nu mai contează.
Jocuri,
că mintea e plină și ochii sunt goi, nici nu mai luminează.
Jocuri,
avem doza în inimă, să ne jucăm inimă, mai mult nu se poate.
Jocuri,
am zis că te las eu deoparte, dar mi-e clar nu se poate.
Faci tu ce face, îmi place mie.
Pe la Mexico,
traído.
Fashion killer la Milano. Cum te m-a prins, cum m-a convins. Să-i fac cadouri, vacanțe de vis. Țoale e șarfe și harfe de mis. O fi de la brășeală sau fundul la jeans. Ăsta-i drogul meu și cred că nu mai pot să scap. Am antecedente, mă simt super slab. Domnișoare, spune-mi ce mi-ai pus în ceai. Sau un supă după că mă simt prea high. Ai to me, dei, dei, știi. Să mă fac să mă întorc orice-ar fi. Să-mi pierd controlul și noapte și zi. Și jur m-aș opri, dar
faci tu ce face, îmi place mie. Ai tu ceva de nu-ți rezist. Tu ești și rău, dar ești și bine. Ești drogul meu. Cel mai dulce compromis.
Droguri, droguri, droguri. Yo, 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 yo.
Încerc să mă las de tine de ceva timp. Că tu nu schimbi nimic, în schimb vrei numai să mă schimbi. Și mă plimb prin toate tipurile care-mi strică filmul. Eu cobor la prima, babe, coboară tu la primul. Cândva nu mă săturam de prezența ta, dar parcă nu mai e la fel și mi-o dă altcumva. Nu mai am același hai, nici când aud te iubesc. Probabil asta pățești când îl folosești prea des.
Faci tu ce faci, îmi place mie. Ai tu ceva de nu-ți prezis. Tu ești și rău, dar ești și bine. Ești
atunci când pleci, eu mă simt cel puțin ciudat. Mi-ai oprit inima în piept. Nu știe nimeni, ne vedem în secret. Știu că mă minți, nu e corect. Nu mi-a plăcut niciodată să te aștept. Dacă mă cunoșteai, știai. Și dacă mă iubeai, veneai. În seara aia când ți-am scris că mi-ai apărut în vis. Dacă mă cunoșteai, știai. Și dacă mă iubeai, veneai. În seara aia când ți-am scris că fără tine nu exist.
Asta nu-s fire de poveste. E ce se întâmplă în noi doi. Ceva ce nu se povestește. Nu ne privește decât pe noi. Noi ne vom iubi, ne vom aminti când se va sfârși. Asta nu-s fire de poveste. E ce se întâmplă în noi doi.
Îmi vorbești de sus, de parcă mă ierți. Când eu ar trebui pe tine să te iert. Nu tu să mă cerți. Discutăm, ne aprindem calicurici. Ne certăm din simple caprici. Fata lui tata nu știe sacrificii. Pentru mine ca o mie de vici, yeah. Că dacă ne iubeam pe bune, acum nu ne ascundeam de lume. Și că un bărbat trebuie să-și asume. Și când îl faci bucăți, singur să se adune. Universul să zică ce vrea. Ție mai bine cu el, mie cu ea. Între noi n-a fost să fie. Poate în altă viață, cine știe.
Asta nu-s fire de poveste. E ce se întâmplă între noi doi. Ceva ce nu se povestește. Nu ne privește decât pe noi. Noi ne vom iubi, ne vom aminti când se va sfârși. Asta nu-s fire de poveste. E ce se întâmplă între noi.
Să născut oamenii răi și vorbele-n vânt. Să nu mă las niciodată înfrânt. Că sufletul și inima nu se vând. Da, tată, caut și acum să stau o viață drept, să fiu un om bun. Că timpul trece și în urmă rămân doar lacrimi și fum.
Amintiri n-am să le uit. N-aș mai trăi de o mie de ori. Amintiri. Hei, mamă, uite-mă, tată. Vreau să trăiesc încă o dată. Toți anii să-i aduc înapoi.
Pe drum ascunse toate într-un balon de săpun. Aș vrea să iam aici și să nu-i mai las. Să-ntorc toți anii ăștia ca pe un ceas. Și câteodată așa mi-e de dor să mă strângă iar în brațele lor. Doamne, fă cumva și am tot ce vrei. Pentru o secundă tu adu-mi pe ei.
Amintiri n-am să le uit. N-aș mai trăi de o mie de ori. Amintiri. Hei, mamă, uite-mă, tată. Vreau să trăiesc încă.
și juice. Football's in the house. Deci am pierdut tot când am plecat. Nici soarele nu-i pe cer și n-am să mă mai trezesc ca să-ți pot zâmbi. Te pup, papa. Astăzi seară o facem la de iar. Și că până dimineață toată lumea e sus pe par. Unii au luat-o un pic cam slow motion. Grav și o chestiune de minute până toți ceilalți cad prof. Gărgăriță, riță, te rog fă-mi pe plac. Dau poieniță, lasă-mă s-o fac. Mâine-ți cânt o serenadă și te iau la val. Știi că-i sticla de pălincă dacă vezi că încep să cânt spal. Boxele astea nu tac. Rog vecinii să mă ierte că nu știu prea bine ce fac. Băieții spre jos, iar fetele spre val. Toată lumea cu mâinile n-ai. Băi, cred că așa e normal. Gărgăriță, riță, te rog fă-mi pe plac. Dau poieniță, lasă-mă s-o fac. Mâine-ți cânt o serenadă și te iau la val. Sticla de palincă m-a făcut să-ți cânt fal. La 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 la.
Good evening. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. I'm your host for the next couple of hours, Vishwa Ramakrishnan, about to play for you some of my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates. To get tonight's program started off, we've got a blues birthday in the house. Just as past Sunday was Barbara Lynn's birthday, and in commemoration of the blues, soul, R&B guitar extraordinaire, we're going to be playing her tune right now. Here she is with Sufferin' City.